Why, hello, good sir.
Hello. How goes it?
Oh, you know, man, another Sunday, another day where I'm ready to rock and roll, baby.
Then we are definitely going to be enjoying this rocking and rolling.
I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling many emotions right now.
Yeah?
Nervous. Nausea. That's not an emotion. That's a physical feeling, but...
It might as well be an emotional feeling.
Excitement, though. I think I'm really excited for this podcast episode.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This one's your brainchild. Last week was mine. This one's all you, bud.
So, I had suggested to the poor mag that we go to the liquor store, see what kind of alcohols we could find, and maybe do some kind of sampling.
I want to mention we did follow social distancing protocols and all that good stuff, so we're not like getting infected or infecting anyone else, but we are doing this episode together.
Oh yeah, it should be stated. I am a little closer than 6 feet away from my good friend here, but it's because I trust him. I love him. Kind of got a crush on him. Shut up.
I am very crushable, you know. I'm very lovable. I should say. Let's edit that out. I'm very lovable.
No. You are a fine can of premium American lager. Anyway, so we're doing an episode on sampling alcohols, and I guess I'm a little more masochistic than my good friend. Whereas,
yes, you are.
We can go in depth. We'll spend a little time talking about what we've got here. But it was my decision to suffer for the art. Rather than getting things I thought would be good, I thought I would just talk about things that look terribly appalling, disgusting. I'm a little curious as well.
You know, I'm willing to put $5 down that you actually end up liking one of those.
I'm not a betting man, but...
For the record, I don't have any cash.
You might be right. Who knows? Who's to say? Who's to say? Again, we are at, Casa de Mag. I think this is, the first time this podcast has been here, and...
It is. It's actually the first time you've been in the house.
It is the first time I've been here as well, and let me just say, I'm glad the rumors were not true.
Oh my God.
I'm relieved to know that there is not a sex dungeon here, because I don't need to think any weird thoughts in these trying times.
I'd be shocked if you're not thinking a weird thought right now, just because that's what you do.
Guilty. All right. Well, let's move on to our contestants. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're not even drunk yet. This is
just us in our natural state.
This is a contact buzz right now, is what this is. So I picked out 3 alcohols from the liquor store. I've got the Steel Reserve Alloy Series Spiked Blue Raz. So having tried Steel Reserve, it's a $2 malt liquor that is...
It's designed to get you drunk, isn't it?
It's designed to get you full. You can drink one of them. If you can drink half of one of them, your appetite is gone for the rest of the day. It's so dense.
So it'll actually get you in shape because you won't want to eat.
Yeah, and you'll probably barf as well because it's just that bad.
Never mind. That's gross.
But yeah, the description here on the side... Flavored ale, malt beverage with natural and artificial flavors, and certified color.
You just described every soda in history.
Yeah, I have to show you, because I've had one of the flavors from Steel Reserve's Alloy Series. I believe it was a pineapple. And I think I told you it was a radioactive piss color.
You did tell me about this.
I want to... Can I get a cup? Where can I get a cup?
Over there. The Hody is currently getting a cup of some kind so that he can show me something. I'm not entirely certain as to what.
I just want you to see that if we were to turn out the lights here, we could probably see this glow in the dark.
Lights are turned off.
And there is a glass, and look at that nice natural and artificial flavors and certified color.
It's the kind of liquid you can't see through.
Yeah, that...
Well, it's no secret as to which one you're going to be drinking first.
Yeah, since I kind of shot myself in the foot by pouring a glass in, that will be the first one. But let's move on to our other contestants. I picked out a Natty Daddy.
Which... Named after Matt Ryan.
Huh. Did not know that.
That's actually bullshit.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
They like to call him Natty Ice.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Having been super ignorant on this kind of stuff.
That's okay. You don't need to know that.
So Natty Daddy is an 8% brewski of some kind. Presumably, they're just going to call it a beer. This one actually lists the ingredients: water, barley malt, cereal grains, hops, yeast.
So it attempts to follow the German purity law.
Yeah. But having come from St. Louis, Missouri, there's probably
no quality.
Yeah, probably some,
I mean, we already established in one of our past episodes that anything that comes out of the state of Missouri is just pure trash.
There's probably some speckles of heroin in there. Who knows?
No, meth.
Meth, thank
yeah,
you. Yep.
Yeah, gotta get the right drug.
Okay, yeah. I just want to say, yeah, this one's also like the Steel Reserve, 8%, so that frat bros can slam these, hurt themselves doing something really stupid. And also, I want to show you Natty Daddy has one extra ounce. If you look, it is...
That is noticeable.
Just that much more bigger than the rest to...
That's what she said.
To assert dominance over its other lesser quality beers. So that'll be a fun one to try. And then finally, I am actually... I guess this is my first foray into the whole hard seltzer trend. I don't know who thought it up. I don't know.
I've tried a shot of seltzer before. I'm not a fan.
I guess it's just like, what if we just put alcohol inside sparkling water? But then the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a huge fan of seltzer. It's basically just alcoholized club soda.
So this one here is Vizzy Hard Seltzer with a hint of pineapple mango.
Emphasis on the hint.
Because, it should be said that is in very small letters around the top. In bigger letters near the bottom is with antioxidant vitamin C. So I assume that somebody in the marketing department tried to trick a bunch of health nuts into thinking that this could somehow be healthy for them. Or maybe if you're sick, if you wake up with a cold, you'll just slam one of these bad boys down.
I think it's designed to appeal to those woke college students.
All right, let's see what we got here. This one's ingredients are listed as sparkling water, cane sugar, natural flavor, pineapple juice concentrate, citric acid, sodium citrate, and dried acerola cherry juice. You know, alcohol is not listed as an ingredient in this, so...
Everything about that is wrong.
It claims to be 5% ABV, though, so... Who knows, maybe...
Maybe they just didn't inject the alcohol, it just came that way.
That
was just their fermentation process.
It was like that when we found it.
Okay, that's scary.
All right, so would you care to introduce us to the beers that you picked out?
All right, so I'm going to be discussing these in the orders. I'm going to be drinking them. One of them I've had before, and I want to end on a good note, so I'm going to end with one that I know and trust. Mm-hmm. But before I get into that, there is one that makes me feel like I need to, or that I'm going to be suffering a little bit. So... The one, I saw the word organic on this bottle of beer, and it made me think to myself, okay, this is going to be scary because I'm not typically into organic shit. This one is called Samuel Smith's Organic Chocolate Stout.
Ooh. No idea who Samuel Smith is, but I'm sure he's a upstanding fellow.
There's actually a guy in my platoon called Samuel Smith.
You'll have to ask
him. I mean, it's not the same guy, but...
Who's to say?
But yeah, this is USDA Organic. Malt beverage with natural flavor added. Samuel Smith's Brewery, Tadcaster, New York's. In York's. Like, it actually has York pluralized.
Can I see that there?
Yeah, it's right there.
It does, in fact, say in York's.
Yeah. Huh. Product of the UK. There's a York in England. So it's probably something to do with that. But, yeah, apparently this is just... Like, there's a whole story on the back. I'm not going to read it. But, yeah, it's 5%. It's organic chocolate stout. And, of course, it's got the government warning as well. It should. You know, it is an alcoholic beverage. But this is the one that's either going to be really, really good because I love chocolate. Or really, really, bleh, really, really bad because it's organic. I'm torn as to which one it's going to be. Now, for contestant number two, this one just interests me. James E. Pepper, 1776. America Brown Ale, matured in oak.
Yeah.
It says on the bottle, aged in rye whiskey barrels.
See.
So it's going to have some of that smoky rye whiskey taste to it. But it's an ale, so it's going to be more towards that. And it's not an IPA, which means that it actually has a chance to be good.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be getting on my third preferred type of beer.
I got to admit, I have not ranked my beers quite that in depth.
It's okay. But I will say, you haven't really gone to... Woo! So he's pointing at the ABV on this bad boy. 10.4%.
Yeah, that's designed to get you fucked up.
Yeah, that's a strong boy there.
And it's not the strongest I've ever had. But yeah, that's pretty strong, especially for American.
America.
Hashtag America. Hey, you were about to say something?
I don't remember. Let's move on to contestant number three.
Contestant number three is an oldie but a goodie. Especially since they finally fixed their damn formula, Guinness Extra Stout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, I want to say around 2012-ish, they decided, you know, we're going to make our beer not so bitter that it's like drinking a tree. And then they did, and it got way, way, way better. But oh, yeah, it's just your good old-fashioned Guinness Stout. From a beer company that literally predates Ireland. Like, the heart that's on the beer, they actually had to twist it, or literally just flip it, because the country of Ireland wanted to use that exact same harp whenever they became an official country in 1923.
I just want to say, they shouldn't have had to flip it. Guinness is to Ireland as the mag is to 20th century American heritage.
Okay.
Yeah, no one knows what that means, but...
I don't know what that means, and it's about me.
Irregardlessly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just want to say, if you were just strictly looking at the bottles, it goes without saying, you picked out a significantly better bunch than I did.
No shit.
I may have fucked up.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, well.
I told you to pick at least one you knew you'd like.
Nah.
All right, now I'm going to pop open this bottle for aromatic effect.
We'd love to hear it. There it was.
There it went.
And if you didn't hear it,
oh, that smells
rewind
good.
Like 5 seconds.
Yeah, like
I get a whiff of that.
Yeah. It smells good.
Oh, that does smell really good.
Yeah.
You want to smell mine?
I'm not sure I do, but let's give it a whiff.
Oh, whoa.
Smells like a Jolly Rancher.
Maybe I just... I don't know.
I don't know that I'd want to do that.
There's something about it. Maybe it's because I can't see the bottom of the glass.
I can't see your hand, and you're holding it.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, the artificial in that, the emphasis on the artificial, it was made in some kind of secret underground Russian lab. Designed to...
Do you even have to say what it's designed
humanity.
To do? If you said underground Russian lab, everything about that pretty well says everything you need to know.
True. All right, so I'm trying Steel Reserve Alloy Series Spiked Blue Raz.
And I'm trying the Organic Chocolate Stout.
Cheers.
Prost. You go first.
There is something undeniably alcoholic about this beverage.
Really?
Maybe it's the alcohol. I can't say that I'm tasting any kind of blue raz in it. It's not very good. That goes without saying, but... Surprisingly, I think I've had worse.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think in terms of this can's marketing, it's probably designed to be competitive with Four Loko. And having tried many a Four Loko back in my, hey, I just turned 21 and I'm really stupid phase.
You'd have to be really stupid.
Back then it was just... How quickly can I get hammered?
I know that feeling.
Yeah, so that was before my taste buds decided to start protesting with the rest of my body.
In your younger and more vulnerable days.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say this is entirely drinkable. Like, if I were to try to get through this whole can, but I'm gonna try.
It's going to take longer than we have for this podcast to get through the whole thing.
Yeah, we might just record me later being really stupid drunk. But yeah, no, it's not the worst. The artificially fruity flavored beverage that I've had. The sourness is not so strong. Like, when I first looked at it, I thought this was going to be, like, ridiculously sour. It's not so much. It's pretty subtle in that regard. Can't quite put my finger on what flavor I would call that. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's blue raz. That's for sure.
All right, let me give it a shot. It tastes kind of Jolly Ranchery to me, but not as... It tastes like sugar. Just like pure sugar.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm just drinking alcoholic sugar and it's...
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that's going to give you a hangover in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I mean, I think maybe, the coloring of it is what really tells you the flavor it should be. Like, if this were... green, I would be like, oh, this is green apple. If it was radioactive pea color, I'd be like, oh, it's pineapple.
I thought you were going to say, oh, it's radioactive piss.
So, yeah, I think the marketing geniuses at Steel Reserve have done it again, and they've just said, hey, stupid, drink this because it's blue. And I'm like, okay, cool. Mm. Out of, are we going to do ratings? I don't know.
No, let's not do a rating. We'll do a rating out of what we have.
Okay. But let's talk about Samuel Smith's organic chocolate stout. Yep.
Okay, the aroma really, really helps with this beer because it does smell really good. You sniffed it. I sniffed it. I sniffed it a few times because, you know, sometimes you just got to sniff it. And then tasting it, you can definitely tell that it's a chocolate beer. Like, you can taste the chocolate. It's not really heavy on the sugar, but you can definitely tell that you're going to have a hangover if you drink three or four of those because there's a lot of sugar in it.
Hmm.
It's not the best beer in the world. There's kind of a bitter bite at the end. So, like, throughout the rest of tonight, could I finish with this? Yeah, I could. I don't necessarily know that I will. In fact, I'll probably just, like, I don't know, plastic wrap the top and put it back in the fridge and just work on it over the next month or so. But, yeah, it's not bad. It's not necessarily good. I mean, since I'm using the ones that people would be more apt to look for recommendations for, maybe I'd recommend it to somebody else, but only if I don't want to finish the rest of the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, like
just go to a party, show up with that one, take a few sips, and pass it on to the next.
Yeah, you know, like,
bro, man.
Well, like the old saying goes, you know, 99 bottles of beer on the wall, take one down, pass it around, 98 bottles of beer on the wall. So really, you know, you're just sharing the love with this thing. You know, you don't. But then again, if it's 99 bottles of beer on the wall, you want that to be the only one of its kind of the 99.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Drinking
that much chocolate.
Yeah, it's.
How would you say the chocolate flavoring is in there? Can you really notice it?
The chocolate is noticeable, and the chocolate flavor is not bad. Like, it's actually pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's pretty well all I have to say about that one.
Fair. All right. Well, so I'm going to move on to the Natty Daddy.
I had a feeling you were going to go for the big one.
Yeah. The big one is what it says on the can.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that. Oh, you're pouring them all in the glass.
No, I don't know if I care to see what this one looks like.
All right. Yeah, I wouldn't either, but...
All right.
That was loud.
The big one amplifies everything.
Somehow I knew that's what you were going to say.
I'm sure the flavor is going to be loud as hell, too.
All right.
But what does it sound like?
Probably like carbonation.
It's pretty weak. If I were a real beer douche, and if I had to rate beers based on sound, this one would get pretty low rating.
Sounds like your beer's a pussy.
But it's a Natty Daddy, and Daddy's in all caps.
I stand by what I said.
Okay.
All right, try it.
Let's do it. Let's have a sip.
Do it.
Jesus fuck. Woo!
Not a pussy in the mouth?
No, that one just straight fucked me. Face fucked my mouth. That is strong in taste. Very American lagery, but with extra metallic flavor to let you know you're...
drinking something out of an aluminum can?
Yeah, and also something that's pretty... high in ABV, not the highest, obviously, it goes without saying, but compared to your other low-cost, cheap American lager beers, yeah, it's up there. It's like it's higher than Bud Light Platinum, which I think is 6%, which I imagine this is probably that competitor. So they were like, oh, if they have a undrinkable, super strong beer. We got to make our own. And then that's what happened with the Natty Daddy. I'll have another sip.
The look on your face is priceless.
Funny enough, I have a friend. Do you know this person?
Okay.
Steven.
Okay.
Who bought these on Friday. He bought a 15-pack of these. And I think he managed to get through like three of them in one night. I don't think I could get through this one if I wanted to. It's not good. It's simply not good. I'm going to save you the punishment. I'm not going to let you try this one.
Oh, all right. I was going to try a sip, but okay.
Fuck it. You know what? We're here to suffer for the art. There you go.
All right, fine. Let's try this bitch.
Yeah, it's not good.
Tasted worse.
Mm.
Like, I mean, honestly, it tastes kind of bland to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's because I already had a beer, so that kind of did some cleansing of my palates, but that Natty Daddy almost tastes like Foster's. Not quite as watery, but kind of tastes like Foster's to me.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I can taste the aluminum.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, the aluminum taste is there.
But yeah, it's not really as strong as I would have thought it was. I would never recommend it to a human being. Maybe like an evil cat or something.
Meow. Was that evil enough? Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So yeah, meow. I mean, I would agree with you. I think maybe I've had worse. But I can't say that I've had anything that bad in recent memory. Again, I would have to go back to my, I'm 21, I'm here to party and just get as fucked up as quickly as possible days to really recall something that bad.
All right. Yeah, I drank some nasty shit when I was that age, too. All right. I am going to pop open my James E. Pepper 1776 America Brown Ale.
I'm really curious about this, not only because I feel like 1776 is
it's a good year.
It was a good year, you know, fantastic year. It just
very American.
The bottle itself has a good look. Like,
I like the label because it actually is, like, it's kind of jagged on it.
Yeah.
But it's not just like an image and then there's just like it's a flat label. No, it actually is jagged like that.
I mean, the 1776 is in huge letters to say, hey, fuck you. Fuck these other years. This is the year.
Yeah.
It also should go without saying that this ale is the biggest of the bunch that you bought.
This is true. This is the big one. This is the real big one.
Mm-hmm.
And
it doesn't say that on your can, though.
Well, apart from the fact that it's a bottle, not a can.
No, asshole. All right. All right. Let's hear it. Yeah.
You can actually hear the psst.
It was a good sound. I like that.
Yeah, that one. I can smell that from here.
Let me get a whiff. I can't. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's, I don't know what I'd call that.
I don't know yet, but I really like the smell of this.
This one, I think, shows some promise. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about it.
Yeah, I may let you try this one. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not as good.
Oh, that reaction. Yeah, that was worse than the Natty Daddy.
That was... Well, it says aged in rye whiskey barrels. You can taste that. Like, you can taste that it was aged in something that was stained with, like, whiskey. Like,
huh.
Yeah, oh. I don't want to finish this one. You're trying a sip of this one, bud.
All right, let's do it. Huh. All right, Mr. James E. Pepper.
1 pint, 6 ounces.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Yeah, that is that's a powerful taste. That really
Yeah, that will get you fucked up.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's not just because of the alcohol content, just the taste itself. Oh, I am not taking a second swig of that.
Yeah, how would you, like, what is a good way to try to describe that taste? That's pretty unique.
Pour it out.
Okay.
But, yeah, it basically, it if you like whiskey or rye, then you'll probably like this beer, but it tastes kind of like whiskey.
Yep, and yep.
Like, it doesn't burn like whiskey does, but it has a lot of the same flavors and not the good ones.
So that one's still leaving a bit of an aftertaste. I think I'm gonna have to cleanse a palate with some spiked blue raz.
You're gonna cleanse it with that shit? Here, cleanse it with something good.
Oh yeah, let's try it, because it...
You didn't try the organic chocolate stuff.
I did not have a chance to try this one. All right, well...
Cleanse your palate for real. I've had multiple drinks of that one.
Tadcaster. Mmm, yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's a bit nutty, yeah.
Told you.
That's a tasty one, yeah.
No. But, yeah, this one that says 1776 or fuck you, well, fuck you. I'm not drinking that. I'm not doing that anymore. Like, after we're done with this, I'm totally pouring that out.
Fair enough. And before we move on to our final beverages, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll suffer for the art.
All right.
And we are back. And if you've been living under a rock, or for whatever reason decided to jump right into this episode before ever listening to any of our other episodes, I'm Pooty Rez.
And I'm the Mag.
And I'm, here to get drunk and torture myself for your pleasure.
And I was the one that actually bought the one that's rough.
So, my final beverage is Vizzy Hard Seltzer, which, again...
get it next to the thing so we can actually hear that crack.
For whatever reason, they decided to emphasize... the antioxidants. Ooh, big words. I can say big words too. Defenestration.
I can't remember that one.
I believe it's the act of throwing someone out the window.
That's right. Defenestration. Just Yeah, it's like the defenestration of Prague is where they like threw a priest out the window.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go. Pineapple mango. That sounded lame. It is fizzy, though. That is the fizziest of the bunch.
Let me listen to that. Oh yeah, I can hear that fizz.
And I can smell it from here. That is definitely a pineapple mango flavor.
Yes, it is.
So, my first ever hard seltzer. Let's see what this is about. Let's see what is taking the... hipster crowd by storm.
And?
So, I'm not a big fan of pineapple. Nah. I'm really not a big fan of mango. But it does have, like, a, kind of a powerful initial taste, but it quickly tapers off and really just leaving you with a taste of carbonated water.
Yeah, that's why I don't drink seltzer.
I can't really taste any alcohol in that. I mean, it is only 5% ABV, but it's certainly not the worst of the bunch.
If it's to the point where you can't really taste the alcohol, then that's kind of the point to drinking a lot of beverages.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, we don't really drink to... Some people do, right? I guess.
Once you cross about the age of 25, drinking to get drunk is kind of pointless.
I'm going to have another sip of this.
Yeah, you didn't give the same face you gave with the Natty Daddy, so I'm assuming it's not brutal.
I can taste the antioxidants.
Can you?
No.
I didn't figure as much.
Here, have a sip.
Alright, I'll try this shit.
It's not too bad, but it's not too good either. You didn't like it.
No, I didn't.
That was about the same face you made with the 1776.
I would drink that before I drink the 1770. Oh, no, never mind. That's the aftertaste. fuck both those drinks. Yeah, God, no. Just no. I barely got a couple of drops, and fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I can just really drink it. It kind of reminds me of summer, right?
It is about summertime now. I mean,
yeah, it's hot.
I mean, by definition, it's not, but it might as well be.
Yeah, I mean, we're close enough. But yeah, like, I imagine myself at, like, some kind of pool at, like, an upscale apartment complex, and I'm just, like,
on
a patio, like, on those, like, you know, those, like, loungy chair fold almost all the way down kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, and I'm just, like, pounding these as I just get sunburnt and watch the beautiful ladies walk by.
That makes sense.
Probably, like, 5 deep and ready to hurl into the bushes. That's what this reminds me of. That's what summer's all about. And,
embarrassing yourself in front of the beautiful ladies?
Couldn't tell you how many times I've done that.
I'd be shocked if that number isn't, like, 10 or 1,200 at this point.
Yeah, it's more than I would care to count. And no regrets. Or regerts.
I was going to say, no regerts either.
But yeah, no, actually, I gotta be honest with you. I thought maybe I would not like the hard seltzer at all, and I'm sold. I can see why people would drink this. Yeah.
So you would actually regularly drink that?
I would not go out of my way to buy it.
But if it was available...
If I saw, you know, like cans of this in a pitcher... In a bucket, I'd go out of my way and pull one out, yeah.
All right.
And then on to yours, which is a...
Timeless classic.
Timeless Irish classic, yep. Universal classic.
I was going to say, it actually predates Ireland, so it's... It's technically a British classic.
Mm.
And then became an Irish classic after the fact.
Assimilation. Love it.
Guinness Extra Stout.
Yeah, let me get a whiff of that.
I'm so glad you got caught that. That you did that. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
It's the extra stout. It's not bad. Like it truly is a Guinness. Like, it's not the best Guinness I've ever had, but then again, we've been recording this episode long enough that it's had a little time to warm up. So there's that. But, like, if I went to a bar, I was like, hey, you got a Guinness? And they're like, hey, yeah, we do. I'd be like, hey, I'll take the Guinness. And they'll be like, hey, where's your fucking money? And I'll be like, hey, here's your fucking money. And they'll be like, hey, here you go.
If I ever witnessed that transaction in a bar, I would leave. That would be so obnoxious.
Well,
just saying.
Hey, we could legit make a skit out of that, though.
Yeah, we...
Like, that's the kind of skit that would actually get views.
Just for the record, if you're listening to this and not spreading the word of our gospel to your friends, fuck you. Just kidding, I love you.
Love you guys.
Dear you, dear listeners.
Yeah. You have been loyal to us up to this point, and we don't want to risk losing thine loyalty. I suppose we could rate each of our three drinks based off of each other.
Okay, yeah, so in third place, Natty Daddy for me, without saying.
You hated that.
I did not like this at all.
You hate it now.
Still hate it. I'm going to have a sip just to remind me of the hate.
Oh, God.
Yep, nothing's changed. Still hate it. number two. Number two would be Steel Reserve, the Alloy Series Spiked Blue Razz.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
I'm not a fan, but I feel like I could at least put this down. If I was desperate enough for alcohol, I would drink
God,
this.
God, I hope you don't get that desperate for alcohol.
Having tried OG Steel Reserve and just knowing that it's bad, this isn't the worst. This isn't the worst they have to offer. And,
certainly better than the Natty Daddy.
Definitely. Definitely. And, yeah, you know, the fruity, fun taste of the spiked blue razz, which is really just sugar and some random artificial flavor.
Which we can't really taste the artificial flavor.
Can't really put a finger on it, but, something's there. And, it sucks, but I'll drink it.
Okay.
And, yeah, so first place would be the Vizzy Hard Seltzer, which I'm a little shocked by. I just couldn't imagine myself liking this, but I think it's pretty good. Even as a guy who doesn't really care for pineapple or mango, I think... Ooh, burping now. This is a trend I could get behind. This new club soda booze that... I guess allegedly is probably lower in calories and chock full of antioxidants to get you through the day and
anti-crap your heart.
Yeah, so that would be my first play. Oh, also, out of all the boozes here, this one has nutrition facts.
I did see that. I just didn't know if you saw that.
I was not paying attention, but yeah. So, truth in advertising, minus the whole, like, well, the alcohol is here somewhere. But yeah, this one tells you that in per container, 200 calories. I assume that's not the worst. And yeah, calcium, iron, vitamin C.
Sugar.
Sugar, of course. Not a lot, though. Not a lot.
Which is kind of surprising.
Two grams per can. That's allegedly 4% of your... daily recommended dosage.
Included added sugar, so it's only 2 grams.
No, I'm stupid.
The total carbohydrate or sugar is 4 grams, which I don't.
It says 1% there for daily dose of carbs.
Okay, so yeah. But anyway,
whatever. It's not your favorite.
No, God, no.
Would I call it my favorite ever? No, but again, if I
of your seltzers, obviously it is, since it's the only one.
And if I showed up to a party and this is all they had to offer, I think I could stick around.
Okay. I think I would leave.
Totally fair. All right. What say you, sir?
Well, in an obvious dead last place, even of yours, since I tried all of yours, is the 1776. The America Brown Ale. The one I was excited for, the one with the cool label, with the 10.4% alcohol, with the 1.6 fluid ounces. It even has the comma in there in the right spot. And it even says old style on it. Dear God, that was so shitty. It is so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even... I considered buying a 4-pack version of this so that I could maybe try and get some kind of cost efficiency on it. Thank God I didn't, because I only have to throw out one beer this way. If I'd have bought that, I'd have had 4 beers I had to throw out. God, fuck that. In a number two, the one I expected to be number three is number two, and that's the Organic Chocolate Stout. Like, it's not the best beer in the world, but I could drink it.
Yeah, no, it's it.
Like if I went to the, like if I went to, I don't know, just a random bar somewhere, or if I went just hanging out with friends and
presumably Stephen Smith or
Samuel.
Samuel Smith.
Samuel Smith. And they happen to have that beer. Yeah, I could drink it. It's not the greatest beer in the world, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, it's organic.
Yeah.
Has a little bit of a bite at the end of it, but it's not a harsh bite. So it's...
it's a gentle bite. A welcoming bite.
Tis a welcoming bite. And number one, far and away, the one I obviously went out of my way to ensure that I had, Guinness Extra Stout. Because it's just good. In fact, I'll probably finish the bottle.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
We are truly blessed enough to be blessed with a Guinness brewery within driving distance. Taxi distance. It's close. And it's a fun place to be. Highly recommended for our listeners who may be nearby.
In the area
or coming yourself
to the area for some reason.
Yeah, in the D.C., Baltimore area.
Worth it.
Totally worth it. Totally worth it. So
totally, brah.
Guinness Extra Stout. Good. Good. I just want to kind of say, though, that I think I may have won the value war here, because as terrible as these are,
they were cheap.
I only paid $7.50.
Yeah, I paid a little more than $7.50.
That's plenty to mess me up. And speaking of getting messed up, in the spirit of suffering for my art, I'm going to do something revolutionary.
That is...
pour me some of the big one.
Ew.
Some of the spiked
bluegrass. Oh my god.
Yep.
You might want to let that settle first before you try to put that hard seltzer in there as well.
So while it's settling, that...
by pouring that looks like radioactive piss.
Yeah. Natty Daddy plus Blue Raz equals...
green radioactive piss.
Yep, that is going to...
or as they said on Role Models, Shrek's piss.
Somebody once
told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Nope, we're not doing that.
No.
But, yeah, if I accidentally poured this onto my skin, I would have to be treated for chemical burns.
And yet, you're gonna put it in your body.
I'm sure my stomach acid's tough enough to fight this. And if it's not, I had a good run.
All right. I mean, I think it's down enough. You can go ahead and...
yeah, so this glass is still like 50% foam. And it's taking too long to dissolve. So here we go. Just pour the rest of that. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just barely topped it off with some of the Vizzy hard seltzer.
Well, you got enough in there for it to be definitive, so you can actually, like, suck down some of the foam and then actually drink it.
I'm not sipping this, by the way. This is getting chugged.
I was talking about the foam.
I know, I'm just saying.
You're chugging the whole thing.
Chugging the whole thing.
For our listeners, I do not recommend this. Do not try this at home or at all, ever, at any point in your entire life for any reason, or you may die. Either by the drink itself or because you go do something stupid, like, I don't know, drinking this.
And sticking fireworks in your bum. Not that I would. But I might after this, who knows?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have any fireworks in the house.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess the foam is low enough now where I think I can pour more Vizzy. All right. The color started to mellow out a little more. Well, no, it hasn't, but you can see
I can see your fingers now through the liquid itself, which... I couldn't say that before.
So yeah, the Vizzy Hard Seltzer reduces opacity. That's a plus.
Yes, it is technically transparent and no longer opaque.
All right, well, Let me just, here we go.
All right.
Cheers.
He's going. Quarter of the way down. It's about halfway now. He's starting to ensure that it doesn't roll down his beard because he has too much mustache. Ugh. He got almost all the way through. He got like 95% of it.
Ugh, God, that is bad.
No shit. And there's the rest of it. It is now in his body and... Ugh. No shit.
So to the surprise of literally no one. Mixing not very good drinks is not very good.
And they say de-evolution is a myth.
I'll take dumb ideas for 200, Alex.
Yes, Hody, dumb ideas for $200. That would be sticking fireworks up your bum. Dumb ideas for $1,000, drinking that.
Yeah, watching how this busy really helps.
And he's drinking it occasionally.
That is the one saving grace of that concoction.
That you actually have something to wash it down with?
Yeah, because the Vizzy itself is pretty light. It just took away the edge from the other two glorified piss beverages.
I never said glorified.
Touche. All right, well, that, I guess, reluctantly concludes another episode of Hody Rez in the Mag. Any final thoughts?
I'm really glad I chose to drink at least something that I knew I would like. Honestly, that's about it. Like, I really don't have much else to sign off with, really.
Yeah, just do yourself a favor and just,
Don't drink that shit?
Yeah, don't. Just stick to what you know, guys, please.
Yeah. If someone in a dark alley comes up to you and says, I want you to drink this Natty Daddy, you tell them to fuck off and literally run the other direction.
Hey, baby, you want to pound this Natty Daddy? Yeah, the answer is no.
Anytime someone says, you want to pound this, the answer is no.
Avoid the big one.
At all times. Yeah. Avoid the big one.
Alrighty, boys and girls. Well, I'm Hody.
And I'm the Mag.
And till next time. Adios.
Cheers.